בכבוד.
With your permission. This week's parasha Truma. Usually, if it's not a leap year, it's always after Rosh Chodesh. And of course, there's some connection between the parashiyot and the holidays that we celebrate. Always Parashat Truma comes after Rosh Chodesh Adar. This week's parasha, with your permission, this is chapter 25, sentence 1. Vedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber Bnei Yisrael Vikhu Li Truma. It says, please speak to Am Yisrael. That sentence occurred when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shamayim in the sky after the Ten Commandments. He spent 40 days and 40 nights in Shamayim. And one of the things he learned, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, this according to some Chachamim, that he wants us to build him a Mishkan. So that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu started his request. Daber Bnei Yisrael, please talk to Am Yisrael, Vikhu Li Truma. So that the Hebrew grammar of the words really are not the way we speak. You don't say in Hebrew, take me a donation. Either you say, give me a donation, or say, give a donation, but you don't say, take to me donation. There's no such thing. Here comes a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the words, those are the words he taught Moshe. Tell Am Israel, those are the words you should use. Vikhuli, they should take me, Truma, a donation. Take me donation. Me'et kol ish asher yidvenu libo tikhu trumati. So you should take it only from a person that wants to give it from his heart. It says, what's wrong if Hashem would have asked us, each of us, he should be obligated to give a donation, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask us. In 2 weeks, Parashat Ketisa, it's called Machatzit HaShekel. It's also Truma. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded each one should give half a coin. And that half a coin was used for the sacrifices, for other things in the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to build him a Mishkan, a Bet Knesset. Each one should give his share. Hashem said to Moshe, no. Only whoever gives it from his heart. From his heart. Comes the Gemara and says, actually what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use that those donations that Am Yisrael are going to give is to build the Mishkan. The Mishkan was made as a temporary Mishkan, is a temporary Bet HaMikdash. It was carried in the desert for almost 40 years. Then went to Eretz Israel. I was in Eretz Israel over 400 years. And then Shlomo built Beit HaMikdash. What did they do with the one that they carried around? So the Gemara says they buried it. Like in Nizam, where we know that we have a mezuzah that's not good, or tzitzit, or tefillin. You have to bury it. So when they open Beit HaMikdash, they bury the Mishkan. Comes the Gemara and says the following. You should know, the Mishkan is still there. Beit HaMikdash, we know, is not there. What is the difference? Why the Mishkan is still someplace in the ground? Of course, we don't use it, but it's still there. Comes the Gemara and says, the reason is because the Mishkan was donated from the heart of the people. So if it's from the heart, it's forever. The Beit HaMikdash, the Haftarah, we should have read this Shabbat, it will not be Rosh Chodesh, is that Shlomo HaMelech with his wisdom, put tax and obligation on people, and from those obligations and taxes, he built Beit HaMikdash. Comes the Gemara and says, see the difference. Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he told Am Yisrael, whoever wants to donate, please donate. And that, those donations, they made the Mishkan, and the Mishkan is still someplace under the ground, but still there. Shlomo put an obligation and Bibet HaMikdash, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Some people say, some Chachamim say, that actually, if Shlomo would not have done what he did, would not have forced people to give those donations, nobody could have destroyed Beit HaMikdash. The destruction was because the foundation of Beit HaMikdash was because Shlomo HaMelech forced people. Adoniram Alamast, after says, Shlomo appointed a person, his name was Adoniram, forced people to give donations. I said, here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, don't force that. Question is, what is the problem to force? It's dues in every Beit Knesset. It says membership. So if Hashem wants us to do a Mishkan, forget about it. Let everybody put his obligation. Give whatever Hashem will decide each family has to give. Let him give. Hashem said no. Please, the donation should be taken from every person, just from his heart. Here comes the Torah and say 13 or 15 things. What those things are needed to build the Mishkan. It says gold, silver, copper, tchelet v'argaman. It says pieces of wool dyed as blue, as red. Tolat shani v'shesh v'yizim, linen, feathers from goats, v'orot elim o'adamim, skins from sheep, colored red, v'orot tchashim v'atishitim, a special animal, nevostachash. Also, it's a very special skin with colored screen. Please, if you get it, if you have it, please bring it to the Mishkan Vatzei Shittim. Special cedar trees, Shemen Lamao, please, if you have oil, bring oil, besamim, some spices. Shemen Mishkab, Ketorot Asamim, to make the special oil and to do the spices, the Ketorot. Avnei Shom, Avnim, Lafut, V'lachoshet, special precious stones that we need for the Kohen Agadol to wear. Here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, you know, when you build it, you make it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it Mikdash. What we like to call Beit HaMikdash, it comes from here. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, please, from those donations, I would like the people to do Mikdash to me. It means holy place. V'shachanti betocham, I will dwell among them. And the question is, what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to build for him a place he wants to dwell. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. So that's what we believe. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. That he's everywhere in the same place. He says, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you know what? What really I would like you to make me a place, carry me around, and I will dwell inside. How far it goes, it continues the Torah, Kehol Asher Ani Mareh Otcha, this is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe Rabbeinu in the sky, the shape, a spiritual, some kind of blueprint of the Mishkan, what he wants him to build. Et Avnita Mishkan, the way the Mishkan is going to build, all the vessels and all the things that Moshe has to build, Hashem showed it to him, this is what you're going to do. This is the first thing. This is the first thing you have to make, like a closet, like a box from cedar wood. Amatayim v'chetzi onko, it's a special size, like about 5 feet. Long, ama b'chetzi rochbo, like 3 feet wide, ama b'chetzi komato, like 3 feet high. V'tzipita oto z'avta on, please cover this box with gold, mibayat v'mechutz yetzapenu, from outside, from inside, it has to be with gold. The Gemara says, actually, Moshe told him to make like 3 closets. The bigger one was from gold, and inside to insert the one from wood, and inside the wood to insert another one from gold, and now the wood is being covered from inside and outside with gold. So Rav says, Rav Savi, it says, make some kind of border on top of it. Please put some rings on top, put on the sides four rings, two rings on each side. Says, take some pieces of wood, insert in those rings, cover them with gold, put those pieces of wood inside the rings, to carry this echal, this box. But Rabot Aaron, you have yourself, many says, make sure that those pieces of wood are inside. They inserted inside the rings. Please put inside this box the luchot. Actually, Moshe Nas in Shamayim is learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, eventually, after 40 days, I will give you the luchot, the tablets, and then you go down, and you're going to make this closet, and you put it inside. He says, that's the first thing you should do. And this box was around in the desert. Eventually, they brought it inside Beit HaMikdash, in the first Beit HaMikdash, until the King Yoshiyahu. This was put in the place called Kodesh HaKodashim, the holiest of the holiest. The Kohen HaGadol used to go inside once a year. It says, this is what inside. Inside is the box. In the tablets, the Luchot inside. It says, what is it all about? It says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he likes it very much. He likes this box. He wants us to have it. He wants us to have it inside. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it means. He likes to have it because he wants to dwell around us. And that's how it dwells around us. How far it goes, says the Gemara, that Menashe, the son of Chizkiyahu, decided he wants to put a statue in this holiest place. So he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was inside there. So he made a statue, and he went inside, and he hung the statue inside. I don't know how, but he realized that it's hard to explain. He felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved away. He did not want to face this statue. Went outside. And he made a statue, that the statue had four faces. That every side, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you can imagine such a thing, it's hard to believe that that's what it means, but that's what the Gemara says. He made a statue with four faces, so-called to force HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look at the statue. Says the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, spoke to himself, and he said, oh, you don't want me here? Okay, I leave. And in a way, so-called, the Shekhinah, what we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu's appearance, disappeared from Beit HaMikdash, since Menashe chased him out. Sounds that Hashem never came back to Beit HaMikdash. But again, this occurred in the place that in the first Beit HaMikdash was the closet, this closet we just learned about. Inside the closet were the tablets. In the second Beit HaMikdash was the broken tablets that eventually Moshe is going to break. And the new ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote in the Ten Commandments. And it says, Menashe put a statue over there, full-faced statue, chased HaKadosh Baruch Hu from there. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. He wants to dwell among us, around us, where? In Beit HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. And again, the question is, what's behind it? What's so important about it? We are before Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara says a statement. You should know, Purim is a very important chag, very important holiday. Don't underestimate this holiday. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, when Adar comes, a person that has a court case, you should try to have a court case on this month. That this month is so lucky that usually you cannot lose a court case. That's how important Adar. Even though this year we have two, ויבדר ראשון הדר השני אצל אפיר, וגמר עשה זה מישנו says, that not too many different things between the two Adar. This also applies to the first one. Says the Gemara, "Mishnichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha." It means you should be very, very happy. Adar is coming. And so what is this? So Rashi says, because Purim and Pesach. So what's Purim? What's Purim? What's so great about this holiday? What's so great? So somebody tried to kill us. It wasn't the first one. And it was not the last one to destroy all of Israel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. So, what's the big deal? Not only that, come to Gemara and says you should know. The students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ask Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai about what really did happen in Iran, in Shushan, that Ahasuerus and Haman wanted to destroy us. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai told them, listen, two things happened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not appreciate. More things the Gemara says. The Gemara says, for example, that Am Yisrael used to make wine on Shabbat. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset about it. This is the time after first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, we were in exile. So we stopped keeping Shabbat. Not only we stopped keeping Shabbat, we made wine on Shabbat. Not only we made wine on Shabbat, we made other bad things on Shabbat. But here the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he came to his decision, so-called to agree with Haman, this is because he told the angels, because Am Yisrael made wine on Shabbat. Actually, in Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, the day describes that how Am Yisrael came back to the second Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara that a lot of Jewish people got married to non-Jewish ladies. And with no shame, they brought them without conversion to Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. When they opened second Beit HaMikdash. With no shame. Comes the Gemara and says, worse than that. Worse than that. What we did at the opening of second Beit HaMikdash. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, really, the Haman arrived is not because, you know, all of a sudden, he wants to kill Am Yisrael. He says, we did something bad, and Haman comes to teach us a lesson. He says, what did we do? He says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, two things. First of all, Nebuchadnezzar made a statue, and he expected everybody around the world to bow down to the statue, and we bow down to the statue. As second, it says, the Gemara, we went to the party of Ahasuerus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not appreciate went to the party. Whatever went in the party, 18,500 Jewish people went to the party, Hashem did not appreciate it. For this, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Haman. So it means it's not all of a sudden Haman comes out of nowhere and he wants to kill us. And it says, this was with the approval of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well, says the Gemara, that Eliyahu HaNavi came to Mordechai in a dream and told him, listen, there is a decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is no longer going to protect you. And he says, why? Because of what we just said before. So, amen. So you have to understand. So Haman is not here something just, you know, a goy came to destroy us without approval or reason. He came because we did not behave. So, eventually, whatever happened, that thing was reversed. But that thing was reversed, as the Megillah will tell you, because Am Yisrael made Teshuvah, because Mordechai prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Esther begged Ahasuerus, but it's not that we had a miracle that somebody wanted to kill us and we were saved. Somebody was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wake us up. So, Baruch Hashem, the Gezerah is over. But there's no reason for celebration. I said, somebody was, Chas v'Shalom did not behave, and the police caught him, they put him in jail. I said, he's in jail for 25 years, he's out of jail. He's out of jail, he's going to make a party. Party for generations, he got out of jail. Excuse me, sir, why did you get to jail? Why did you get into jail? What did you do? I said, I did something I should not have done. He says, now, because you got released, after you served in jail 25 years, this is time to make a party. This is Purim all about.
Purim is all about, we were saved from Haman. He says, excuse me, why did Haman come? Here comes Haman, as is what we said before. But the Gemara says, it's more to say, more bad things we did not behave while we were in exile. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not appreciate our behavior, and Haman came. Says the Gemara, Haman is like a stick. Haman is like a stick to wake us up. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we woke up. We woke up, not celebration. What's Purim celebration? Because you weren't executed. You weren't executed. You should not have executed from the beginning, from the first place. The just the gezerah of execution came because you did something wrong. If you would not have done what you did, Haman would never arrive. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to his students, he says, Haman arrived because he did something wrong. He says, he did something wrong, Baruch Hashem now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave you. So therefore, you have to celebrate it. Here comes the Gemara. Listen, forget about it. It's not just a celebration. That celebration will continue after Mashiach will come. Comes the Gemara and says, when Mashiach will come, the celebration of Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot will be cancelled. What are we going to have? Purim. Purim going to have. Why are we going to have Purim? I says, I'm not going to have Sukkot. I'm not going to have Shavuot. That's not important. But Purim is important. Purim is embarrassment. If you ask me personally, I would not make a Purim holiday. Purim is not a holiday. Purim, for me, is a tragedy. I says, Haman came because I didn't behave. I says, the Haman came, Baruch Hashem, he didn't do it because I regretted. And I asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive me and to waive what I did. There's no sepam. So that thing is going to stay forever? Doesn't make sense. Not only that, if you remember last year, I believe I said it, the Chatam Zofer said you should know the Megillat Esther has a special energy inside in a way higher than the Torah. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe Megillat Esther has more holiness in it, if we may say, if we translate the word of energy, then the Torah itself that was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very strange. The Megillah ends towards the end, after the Gezerah of Haman was cancelled. This is a sentence we say in Havdalah, Evi Motzei Shabbat, Ayudim Aita Ora Besimcha Besasum Veikar. As the Jews had, Ora means light, v'simcha, happiness, sason, kind of joy. V'ikar, says the Gemara, it means something dear for me. Says the Gemara, what it means, tefillin. Comes the Gemara and says, well, the Jewish people celebrated the celebration of redemption and being free from the execution is happy, joy. Says the Gemara, Brit Milah, Sason Brit Milah, and says, what is really behind it? Comes the Gemara and says, you know what it means, I'll tell you what it means. Hayudim Aita Ora Zot Torah. Says the Gemara, says, you know what it means? It means the Jewish people had light. Says the Gemara, no light, no, they don't know. What do you mean they had light? What do you mean they had light? Says, no. What it means is Torah. What it means is, comes the Gemara and says, that the Jewish people accepted what we call Torah Sheba'al Peh. What it means is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 10 commandments, and Moshe came down, and gave us the Torah, it says, Moshe, we believe in the text. Don't give us every day a new law. Don't do this, do this. It's all those details. If it doesn't say in the text, we don't want it. It says, when we did accept all those things, it's called Torah Sheba'al Peh. It says, all those extra things that Moshe Rabbeinu learned in Shamayim, while he was learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he came down and he said, the text is the text, but let me tell you what is behind the text. It says that they accepted it in the time of Mordechai and Esther. It says, this is the Yudim Aita Ora Zot Torah. It means accepting the Torah. What does it mean? It says, you know, Baruch Hashem, we realize it's good for us to keep the Torah. It's no obligation. It's a privilege. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes, Mordechai wrote and Esther wrote in the Megillah, La Yudim Aita Ora. It was light. Torah. This was so the Megillah should have written Ayudim Aita Torah. What's Ora? Ora means light. So what is light? We all do know when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, says the Torah that when he was born, the day he was born, says Yocheved saw that Moshe is good. Says the Gemara, Moshe is good. is the Gemara saying, no, Moshe is good, it means the house lit. It was light in the house when Moshe was born. I said, what do you mean was light in the house? I'd like to share with you a story. You know, the three people that invented Coca-Cola, they never fly on the same airplane. In every country they make the Coca-Cola, they don't know how to make the Coca-Cola. They get a very concentrated Coca-Cola and they ship it overseas. And the Coca-Cola in every country is different taste. It's because the water in every country is different taste. They mix the water over there. I says, but just the ingredients of the Coca-Cola, it's 103 ingredients of Coca-Cola, and only three people in the world know the ingredients how to make Coca-Cola. And the Coca-Cola decided one day, the Jewish people are very good customers for Coca-Cola. They went to the OU. Went to the OU and said, we want the OU to have a stamp on the Coca-Cola, it's kosher. I said, but we cannot tell you how to make Coca-Cola. You choose one rabbi, and that rabbi will go inside the room, and we're going to have in the room a lot of ingredients. Among all those ingredients, we'll have the Coca-Cola ingredients. But we'll add more ingredients. And if this rabbi will say everything is kosher, then we know Coca-Cola is kosher. So all you chose one rabbi. He used to live in Mansi. His name used to be Rabbi Bernstein. He used to live in 10G Lane. And all you send him to Coca-Cola. And he went inside the room. You know the story. I told you before. I said before. Huh?
You told me.
I told you. So this guy went inside and came outside. He said, all the ingredients are kosher. Since then, Coca-Cola have an OU, only Coca-Cola. And especially it was for Pesach, was the whole thing. And this rabbi was so, strict and holy that even in Israel, that they don't take for granted any share of the OU or others. Ablando, Badatz, this is a strict rabbis in Israel, they give all this kind of supervision. They accepted this on Coca-Cola, and all these what we call fanatic Jews enjoy Coca-Cola even on Pesach. Forget about during the year, but Pesach, they have Coca-Cola. Not only that, Coca-Cola has its plant in Bnei Brak. I says, this rabbi, Renu Lalechem, was very sick. Rabbi Bernstein was taken to hospital in Mansi. It was on Shabbat. It was in the afternoon. In the afternoon, he told his wife he wants to go to the bathroom. He gets up to go to the bathroom. His wife's name is Chava. He says to his wife, what is this light over here? After he said it, he fell, and he gave his neshama back to HaKadosh Baruch. Actually, I don't know if you know it or not, but about 3 or 4 days ago, you can see it on the internet as well, was a red ball of fire positioned on top of the mosque in Israel. It was on Israel television. And they saw, some people saw it, they took pictures, and Israeli television put it on the news. This is actually on top of the mosque, where Beit HaMikdash used to be. They saw in the air a big ball of fire. It was staying for a few minutes over there, and then disappeared. Well, actually, it means like this. The first day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made light. Of course, light was not made to see. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made us and created us, you don't need light. No, who said you need light? By the way, Rashi says that Adam HaRishon was able to look via his fingers as well. He was able to smell via his fingers. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make us eyes because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do everything. He could have made us without eyes, and still you can see. There are creatures, they have no eyes, and they see. As the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the first day, light. Wednesday, fourth day, again, sun and the moon. He says it's not a purpose to see. Says Chacham Ibn Ezra, says the Zohar, you should know. Shar ha'ayin, shar ha'shamayim. What it means is like this. Via your eyes, you connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you want to know, and you want to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is it exactly? This is energy of light. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Torah says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like fire. That actually, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Teor Kasalma. What it means is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to give something, and he supplies something, he supplies it via the light of his face, whatever it's called, the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is really what Mordechai and Sheknes Tagdola and Elab de Shemone Esre, that we say every day. Parchenu Avinu, Kulanu Ke'echad Be'or Panecha. This is the most important part. And the conclusion of all our requests as well. Well, the Gemara says, Berkat Kohanim, that's so important. The Gemara says, the Kohen goes up in Beit HaMikdash. He can say Hashem's name and mention it, not the way we say Hashem's name, but actually the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes his name, as a Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey. That in Berkat Kohanim, Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara, that's how they use to pronounce Hashem's name when the Kohanim used to give the blessing, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha. As well as when we have Birkat Kohanim, it says, Issa Hashem panav elecha v'yasem necha shalom. Hashem should, Yair Hashem panav elecha, Hashem should smile to you. Hashem should do something with his face to you. It means the light of his face. It means, Barchenu avinu kulanu k'echad bo panecha. You should emphasize before you depart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after you ask all your things that you want from him. When you say Shemoneh Esrei, you should know the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me. My business, my health. Anything I wish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is it coming from? Well, it's coming from Hashem. But how does it go down to me? It comes down to me via his light that he has it on his face. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided. And that's really the purpose of creation. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made light on the first day and eventually made the sun and the moon on Wednesday is to create light. It's not to create light. Light is a vessel. Light is an avenue. It's an avenue that you get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything. And that's what we say in Shemoneh Esrei. Everything comes from the light. Actually, Chachamim tell us that's what the Navi says. When the Mashiach will come, says the Navi Yishayahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be like a light in front of you. Not only that, the Gemara says the light of the sun will multiply. The sun of the moon will multiply. Because it's not important how much light I have. It's how much I get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what the Gemara says, you should know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used a technique. How to give it to us. It says, this is the Torah, it says the Gemara says, Chachamim tell us, the word Aron in Hebrew, a closet, the word Aron comes, the root of that word is Or, is light. As is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he wants from us, he wants us just to have his light. That's what he wants. A lot of Chachamim say that a person has a certain light on his face. That 30 days, Chas v'Shalom, before a person departs from this world, if you look at his face, says the Zohar, you see some kind of darkness on his face. Chachamim tell us that on this closet in Beit HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to make like two baby faces. One was a male, one was a female. Chachamim tell us, when we behaved, the faces, whoever went inside, when the Kohen HaGadol went inside on Yom Kippur, he would know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy or not. He said, when he looked on those faces, if the face lit, if this, he saw light on the face, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not happy with us, the faces of those, what we call Kruvim, those faces on top of the Hechal, when the Torah is, were dark. That actually this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. He doesn't need a Mishkan, he doesn't need a HaMikdash. It is for us to supply us from His light whatever we need. This is what Hashem said. This is not an obligation, this is a privilege. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu never asked us to give money by force, membership to build the Mishkan. It says that has to come from your heart because you have the privilege to have me next to you. What it means, your face will shine. Your face will have the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you everything. So that's what we have to pray. It says, when you want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu something, it says, this is Sim Shalom at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. That's the most important part in Shmoneh Esrei. That people say, okay, whatever I requested. He says, no, you have to know. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Shamayim, says the Gemara, it says, somebody wants to know, what is the privilege? What did Moshe have when he came down after he spent 40 days and 40 nights in Shamayim? Says the Torah, he came down, his face was lit. And so much light came from his face that even Aharon was afraid to be next to him. Says the Gemara, this is what you get when you're next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or panim, light on your face. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. Comes the Gemara, let me explain to you and describe you Moshe Rabbeinu. Comes the Torah, says you should know. Moshe is 120 years old. Lo nas lecho velo chataino. Moshe did not have to have a laser operation on his eyes, neither facelift. It says the Torah tells you, before Moshe dies, you should know how Moshe looks like. How does he look like? As a teenager. Moshe is a teenager. It says he never went to exercise. He didn't have to run around. His cholesterol was low. Doesn't mean he didn't eat. The description of the Torah comes to Gemara and says, you should know, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go climb the mountain Har Nevo in Jordan and go inside the cave. Says the Gemara, that Har Nevo, that mountain that Moshe is going up to give back his neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had kind of steps. Says the Gemara, Moshe jumped all the steps at the age of 120, no glasses, his face is like baby face. He says, what is it for? What is the description for, and how did Moshe get it? Says the Gemara, that's what it means. When Moshe came down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu after he spent 40 days and 40 nights, says the Gemara, his face was lit. It says, that light, it means a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, that's what it means. If you connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you everything. How do you connect? How do you know if you're connected? It says, look at your face, says Ari. It says, this one, look at your face. It says, if your face shines, if your face looks alive, then you know you have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. It means it doesn't matter. Your health is 100%. It says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu came down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, go dig and bring me second tablets. I'm going to rewrite on the second tablets what I've written on the first one. Says the Gemara, Moshe became very rich. Not that Moshe needs it, not that Moshe wants it. Says the Gemara, Moshe dug under his tent and he found like a fortune of precious stones. This the Gemara says, Ashir kemo Moshe, rich like Moshe, healthy like Moshe. It says, what is it from, and what is the sign that you're healthy? It says, you can see on your face. Especially doctors, Chinese doctors, today also. You go inside, you tell him nothing. You have to tell nothing to him. He looks at you, at your face, he tells you what you have, what you don't have, what you should have. I says, because that means it's a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is really the secret of the Mishkan. And an obligation to build Bet Knesset, to build the Mishkan, to build the Hamikdash. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, V'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti V'tocham, what it means is, I'm going to be there, I'm going to supply you light. I'm going to supply you whatever you need, but the vessel is light. That's how important the light is. And this is what the Gemara says, Yehoyakim HaMelech, that was doing Avodah Zarah, he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, you know what? Really, we don't need your light. And it says, we have a special gold. It's called Zahav Parvim, says the Gemara. It's a very special gold. It's more than 24 carats. And that shines so much, says the Gemara, that he put all around Yerushalayim pieces of gold all around poles, and Yerushalayim was lit like a daytime all the time. He says, Yehoyakim told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you keep the sun, keep the moon, keep everything. I have my own light. You don't understand, says the Gemara. It says, the light is not to see. The light is a connection. And the Gemara says, Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, when Nebuchadnezzar Yimach Shemo came around Bet HaMikdash, in a special tunnel, and was no light in the tunnel, he left Yerushalayim in the tunnel, and the tunnel ended in Yericho. And those Yimach Shemo, Nebuchadnezzar, he figured it out, and they waited for him at Yericho, and they killed him over there. They took him back to Yerushalayim, they killed him. It says, he ran into the tunnel, but, says the Gemara, how did you see? There was no light inside. The tunnel was dark. If you ever go to David, and you go into the tunnels over there, inside, you see the tunnels, there's no way to have light inside there. There's no way. There was no electricity those days. And you can see today in the tunnels, you go to David. It says that Kiyahu ran from Yerushalayim all the way to Yericho in a tunnel that was built when they built Bet HaMikdash. It says, well, how did you see? It says the Gemara, Shara Ayin, Shara Shamayim. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you eyes not to look. And the eye is a connection. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us the eye, and we look through the black part in our eyes to tell us, you don't see because it's white. You see because of connection. This is what the Gemara says. Suma Hashuv Kemet. The Gemara says, somebody is blind. He's considered a dead person. We made them a dead person. He's not dead. He can do a lot of things. A lot of blind people are very successful people. He said, but you consider dead. Because actually, you cannot have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can be very successful in your lifetime, but the connection is dead. You have no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, the reason for the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, is not an obligation to build the Mishkan. It's a privilege. But the privilege is, you know, all the other things is just to help you to get connected to what we call the closet. And the closet is called Aron. And Aron comes from the word light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is what you do. It says, I want you to do. Be'ikholi Truma, says the Gemara, I know what it means. It says, should take me as a donation. What do you mean, take me as a donation? Yeah, that's what it means. Take me. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, please take me. Take me means, have from me all the things that you need. This is the power of Bet Knesset. This is the power of a Sefer Torah. This is the power of the Aron HaKodesh. It says, light comes from there. Actually, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he shows himself to people as a light. And this is Rabbi Bernstein. Before he gave up his neshama, he told his wife and husband, what is this light about? Says the Gemara, that's what it means. If a person is a holy man, it says before he gives back the neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. He saw the light. He told his wife, what is this light I see in the room in the hospital? It says, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, this is the ball of fire we saw on top of the mask. This is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears. He appears as light. I said, Purim is a very special holiday. I says, this month is a very special month. It says, what is behind it? What did happen? I tell you what happened. Sister Gemara, I tell you what happened. we neglected the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We did certain things that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave up on us. What it means, Kadosh Baruch Hu disconnected himself from us. What it means is, our faces were dark. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, Chas V'Shalom, says the Zohar, to take somebody's life, as if the person lose the connection, and his face is dark. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided at the time of Mordechai and Esther to give up on us. He says, because we didn't keep Shabbat, because we bowed down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, because we went to the party of Achashverosh, and other things where the Gemara counts and says that we did not behave 100%. The prayers of Mordechai and teaching Torah of Mordechai is not we were saved from Haman. This is not a celebration, because Haman did not come just because he wanted to kill us. He came because we didn't behave. Haman was a stick. But the celebration is what the Megillah says, what the Gemara says. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu restore the connection back. It says, via the Torah that we accepted, what we call Torah Sheba'al Peh, not just the text. Via the Torah, as the Gemara says, that Mordechai taught the children. Says the Torah, this is the Megillah, La Yudim Ha'ita Torah. It's not La Yudim Ha'ita Torah. Not La Yudim accept Torah. Torah is not an obligation. Torah is a vessel. And via the Torah, you get the connection to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Via this light, you can have a light. Via this light, says the Rambam, anybody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Not as a Navi, not as a prophet. Well, says the Rambam, says the Gemara, you know, anybody can be like Moshe. Anybody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean, anybody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu? It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, after he spent time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his face was lit. His face was lit that Moshe, at the day that he had to give back his neshama, he didn't need the glasses. His face was a baby face. It says his strength was like a teenager. He jumped everything. It says, that's what we say in Abdallah. This is what Shabbat is. Shabbat is a light. It says, the Shabbat is over. It says, in Abdallah, Yudim, I want to tell you something. And at the time of Purim, it says, celebration, Purim is going to be forever. It says, the Gemara, Purim is not just a holiday. Purim, that holiday, in a way, is more important than Pesach, more important than Shavuot, more important than Sukkot. It says, what is this holiday? It says, this holiday, we restore the connection to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of that light, eventually, Second Beit HaMikdash is going to be built. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu shone on us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu resumed his connection with us. And that's what the Chatam Sofer said. You should know Megillat Esther is so important that in Megillat Esther, the energy, the light of the Megillah is in a way higher than the light of the Torah. He says, well, you know why? Because when Am Yisrael accepted the Torah, they did not accept the details. They did not accept the Torah Sheba'al Peh. They only said to Moshe, okay, we just accepted the text. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not reveal himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself the first time as a light. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself as certain things, but not a fully light. He says, this Am Yisrael were able to see a real light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Megillah says, Le'olim Ata Ora V'Simcha. That's what the Gemara says, Purim is going to be forever. When Moshiach will come, you have Purim. He says, why have Purim? Because it's not Purim. Purim means a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says. It says, if you have a court case, it says, Adar is the best month. And I says, what is the best month? And it says, well, because Purim. I said, well, because what Purim? Because we were able to overcome Haman. Not because of Haman. It's because on Chodesh Adar, this is the month that we were able to restore the light. It means that we restore the connection. So if you have a court case, not Chas Shalom, if you're wrong in the court case, if you're right and you're afraid you're going to lose because your lawyer is not 100%, maybe the judge it tilts himself to the other side, they say, but you're really innocent and you're really right and you're afraid you're going to lose, it says this is the month you should go to court because that is the month that you have the connection with the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's Chachamim say that this is the most important thing when we pray Shmoneh Esrei. When we say Sim Shalom, it's at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, people ignore it already. People say, ignore it already. No, I said already, Baruch Aleinu, Refaeinu, I said all the Barachot. It says, but you should know all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you, Baruch Aleinu Mikol Nechal Bo'or Panecha, via the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Kohanim, when they say Baracha, they say HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us with His face. He says, what do I mean with His face? He says, the light of His face, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this world, that the light of His face is going to be connected to the faces of the people via so-called the Torah. And that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. So the Torah did not give us the Torah because he wants us to keep the Torah. The Torah is just a vessel. It says the Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to put it in the Mishkan. It says because the Mishkan is the vessel, how to have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu whatever he wants to give us. And that's what Chachamim say. Before Mashiach will come, that's going to be like. And says, therefore also, it was Makat Choshech. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before we came out of Egypt, the Torah says that it was darkness in Egypt. The Torah says, you know, Am Yisrael had light. So how can we have the headlight? What does it mean, the headlight? It says, everything was dark in Egypt. So what do you mean, the Jews had light? How do you have light? He says, what does it mean? Light doesn't mean actually things that you see. It means a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Via the connection you see. That's what you don't see with your eyes. Your eyes is a connection to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, this instrument. It's called an eye. An eye is not to see. An eye is to be connected. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it says, you close your eyes. And you close your eyes, you see white, you see light, it means you have connection. If you don't see anything, it means you're not there yet. Since you have to connect yourself to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the supply for your health, for your wealth, for your long life, for staying young, for all the things, since that's what you have to aim. You have to aim to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.